Mitzvahs of Sarachus Tefillas. It's doing Machlekes Rambam Ramban whether Tefillas say the Eisei the one Rambam Perek Aleph Lach Aleph. I know we have another Rambam saying that Tefillah is Midrash. Love the B'chol Avachem is going on Tefillah. Says that even though it's Ma'an Tefillah is the Rabbanan, but Midrash is a person's bechiv to and how many Tefillahs have to do the Rabbanan. But Midrash is the concept of a person davening and there's a chiv Midrash to daven at some point during the day. Ramban. It's chaylik. The man says that tefillah is only darbanan. Kama Kaimis says only a smach de ba'alma, and it's not going to be deraisa. Even according to Ramban, it's where that tefillah based sar is going to be deraisa. But even though a regular tefillah is darbanan, but if the b'shas sar is sorry, fine, all the places things right is that tefillah based sar is going to be deraisa, which is sober done from divrei yoyel. When it's hainting galus, about the deraisa. Point to everybody. It's sober done between divrei yoyel. The hainting galus is deraisa. So it's not that. And he wants to say that maybe Hank is going to be the Isa. Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim in the Shtekel on Netflix Tefillah says, even according to Ramban, in the Roshan Ramban, I find Tefillah is a mechanic all over the place, right? So Ramban learns it's a chesed, but you have the ability to use tefillah to b'chir, it's a chesed, it's a Ramban. So Chaim says in Parag Aleph Aleph that even according to Ramban, avada, if a person davens, you get a kiyum of a deraisa. Avada, there's a concept of tefillah in deraisa. We see how HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, like the whole world with the kayach of tefillah, and things work through tefillah. The Yisrael Dava is there a chiyum or not? Ramban holds mamash a chiyum in deraisa, and Ramban holds it's not a chiyum in deraisa.
Shulchan is very sharp like that also, no? Even in
Ramban. Ramban is the chiyum in deraisa. Ramban has so many diamonds. There's the chiyum, the chayat, just in the chiyum. Like I said before, you know, Beis Sara, everyone agrees that this is in deraisa. The Chavos Chaim Machin Yisrael, this is the end of Parag Yud, he writes, Ramban the tefillah three times a day, he said that Avada, he sings to the soldiers anytime they want to just like face, they want to say a prayer to Rebbeinu Shaman and Davin, they have to Rebbeinu Shaman or something. That also has a din tefillah. And the Chavos Chaim writes with a chiddush that when you do that, it mamash is din tefillah, if you're facing towards Yerushalayim, and it might mamash a real tefillah, the tefillah is during the day. There's a special Hashivah Sol's tefillah, the tefillah is called the Umik Aleiv.
And you wouldn't have to
dive in Mincha if you did. No. More than that. I might have to do Shachas Mincha Meir. But it says during the day, like in the middle of the like, soldier, middle of davening, it's just like, you want to ask the Kesh Baruch Hu, help me out, save me, whatever, let's win this war, the battle. It says you face towards Yerushalayim and as a din of Dinei Tefillah.
Without facing Yerushalayim.
No, it is a tefillah. He's saying it's a tefillah. The tefillah that just like tefillah we find shachas mincha ma'ariv. It's a part of facing Yerushalayim. Also, the dinim. Also, yeah, we have.
That's just dinim
shmaras,
right?
Yeah. Fine. The machis of and the perikud. Fine. So zman tefillah shachris starts from neitzach. Really, where there's alois and there's neitz. There's Dal Shais, Chatzais, and Yetach Chatzais, I guess those are the four Shlavim which need to be discussed. So first is Alais. Starts the... If you daven Mish... The Iker then is supposed to be from Yetach Hama. If you do it from Alais already, it's in Yoytzev. If you do it from Alais already, you're going to be Yoytzev. If you daven, then you're going to be Yoytzev. We see at the end of the Sef, like a Kamainis, even like a Chile Yiv to Davin from Alais. Mishra brings down Eslaz, and that's going to be called the Chavis Tefillah of Shema Esrei. But the Maisa Kriya Shema, Merchav is not talking about that, Kriya Shema Yisua, that has to be Mishayakir, which the Mishayim is like Mishayakir, that's much later than Alais. But Chavis Shema Esrei, like a Chile Nates, with the Yiv is going to be from Alais. Now, what is Alais? I didn't wait to bring out Alais. The reason why I didn't wait to bring out Alais is one cheshbon is that it's a 4 mil, 5 mil. Where someone seems to say 4 mil, does it get so the Rambam says 5 mil? That's one shayla. And the discussion how long is a mil? The Rambam, many places, a mil is 18 minutes. So you do 4 times. The classical is 4 mil, 18 minutes. 4 times 8 is 72. It's classical, let's say, doing chutzarts, and they start like 72 minutes before nates. There's a cheshbon of 90, when they're to Yerushalayim, they do 90. Two ways of doing that. There's either doing mils like a Rambam, it's 5 mil from all this to 8, so you think that's 5 to 90. Or The question is, how long is a mil? So the classical is 18, the shita is 22 and a half. She does, I think, my real coming to money. And there's even a Ramesh that's 24. So yes, you could be doing 4 times 22 and a half. That's okay. Four times 22 and a half gets you to 90. That's another way of getting 90. And I'm saying, Yerushalayim, they do 90. You know, Chusar, they do 72. And Yerushalayim, they're doing like a Sug 90. They're doing 90 based on Nisan and Tishrei. Where the, they're going by where the sun is holding by 90, we're doing Nisan and Tishrei. And the rest of the year, they're just figuring out, you know, as it fluctuates a little bit, just based on that, wherever the sun would be.
It's just not 90 minutes before the sun rises? It's not just simply 90 minutes before it meets?
So what we're doing is, it's 90 minutes before Nates and Nisan and Tishrei, when the day is Shavu v'Shavu. Ah. When it's longer or shorter, it's going to be a different, they do it a certain longitude, latitude, what's it called? Certain of the horizon, where it's only by, yeah. They figure out Nisan Tishrei where there is, where it is 90 for, and then they're fluctuating it based on the day getting longer and shorter, where the sun's been holding at that point. That's what they're doing, that's why it's going to fluctuate. But the Nafgay is like this, that two things. The one is like Grishmas, the one's like Grishmas from Nates. If you're figuring it from 90, it's going to be earlier than if you do it from 72. It's like Grishma. So Mitzvah says that you have a couple more minutes, if it's my Grishma, Magad Avram, over here, from because they're doing 90, and really your whole life you did 72 in America. So therefore, you have a couple more minutes technically after. You know, if you machem magen avam, you missed it. Yeah, if you're 79 minutes, you still say krishma because you still take the etzem the zman of krishma. Another nafkamin is on a fast day, like pasha on a fast day. So when do you start? So batzem, it's pretty much minigish time that you know the loch wins and. Therefore, it's minigish laim and taka you should keep you should go bus to that chair. So fine. That's the first. That's one of the lessons. Then there's neitzachamot. Here the mechaber sounds like zman tios shachar. But supposed to ask him neitzachamot. We spoke about him in the second neitz. Is it in krisma? Is it in shema? Is it in shmanesre? Here the mashmoish the bissel is the mechaber is a little bit. It's in shmanesre. Zman tios shachar. But supposed to ask him as I get to the Nechash Menasri, not so much as the one that was Krishma. So that means it's going to be the Shema of the Rav's Kiddush. If you're up on a lice, should you go ahead and say Krishma or not? So he said, there's no Krishma. I said, Krishma. But then in Shema Nasri, there's no reason to say it. He says, the Mesa is Kedavi Machma, say it tonight. And if you happen to be up, then one should do it then. It's because the Iker Din is from Nates. How long does it go to? It goes to Dalad Shais, which is the Shayim. Kita. So first, Mila is Nates, four Nates, Yevi Yetza, Nates of Dal Shais, and the Dal Shais of Chatzis, it's Skar Tfila, not Skar Tfila Bizmana. So first, let's say a person has a choice between getting a minyan before an eitz or down be chidus. Now the terech minyan they call it, right? If you live out of time,
yeah.
All the time, she's diving. So my so the hero is you dive in with tzibur. Do you dive in? You're in a if you're in a place out of town, right? The only minyan you have is before an eitz. Close to work. Should have been Bitsiber for Nates or after Nates for Nates Bichidus. I mean, so they're, you know, they're over that class, it's better to have been Bitsiber.
Who
says this? Amishan Chuvah goes down above. As Chuvah, there's the Priyitzka, the Priyitzka grade.
He's going like the Priyitzka, right?
Yeah. Now, till Dal Shais to get set. Now, between Dal Shais and Chatzis, so Mashur brings down, it's not so Pashi Gadam, it's like it's Rabbanan, but the Eved. Mashur brings down, Toy Shal is a Toy Sintava. If you were, each by some of his Dal Shais, what's his Fa Klal? Therefore, somebody who is Mazed, he should make it tonight, and send him a Patu, but Toy Sintava, that if that should be Bataris. Now, in terms of all these zmanim, is it starting or is it finishing? It's like we mentioned in the past that the very group of the place can going to run the grounds of Shabru and the very group of the place can say that you have to be done by them. And if you're not done by them, it's going to be a problem. Aruch HaShulchan is Limud Tzchus, that he says that we find that it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did get angry with his man that Bilam went with his guy. So how long is HaKadosh Baruch Hu going to get married? Normally get married a second. So like Taisu is that, hey, Baruch Hu, so if it's only a second, what are you going to do already? What are you going to do? Whatever call you can get in a second. So he says two Mahalchim. One hand, Mahalchi says he's going to call him, destroy them for 1 second. The other Mahalchi is that if you start Ola, Vishnas, the Zman HaKadosh Baruch Hu was angry, so you're tefus you're tapping into the klal, and being tapping into the Zman HaKadosh, so therefore you gave it to your mom shortly afterwards. So they say that Mida Tevism was Ruva, that Mida Pranius. So he says that if it works by klal, klal shekhinah works by davening, and therefore that could be, I think, a schus to start in after. Well, so we all the mitzvah. Cool. Not call a place can say not like that. About you have to be finished, and it's not telling you it's starting. You have to be finished by the time you.
You
should not
be
saying that. You should not be saying that. No. Scum is a place not like that.
That starts the shots.
That also. That
can be. That's kind of very common because they have the Mincha Marmim back to back, and usually for those shots, that's just.
Mincha Marmim. The ski is more Mincha Marmim, it's not as bad, but after the. That'll show you, we have a Schar Tvila. That's what we have to cut size. Now, after. Now, in terms of what the Hatter to dominate the Zman Tvila, Shveri. You know, this Sariaka Kamenetsky, my eye, we do it, it's like. Doesn't know. It's very schwer. He says, a column of Vegar is a Vera. We don't find the Chassidim have two mistakes. And one mistake. So, well, like that. It's just schwer. Even the Eitz of the Chassidim, they say, like, maybe originally they find some Rebbes who did it. The Pshat is, like, they're very weak. It was Oinis. Or, you know, whatever. They always serve Yitzibar. They were a putter from Tefillah. But the fact that do the kachila the way it's done nowadays is definitely something which is difficult to understand. And I guess it used to be this guy in the morning and like a chanz for davening, have a singer with the mikvah. And so there was a musik, maybe the rebbe wasn't whatever. But like, figure it out. Yeah, but chatzos, achatzos also the style tefillas. Shachar, I got it was only some mismatch recently, and like. I wonder, like, it was, you know, I was there being a star, but like, I was a star of the Arminian. I'm like, no? I'm like, so I can say it's not a diamond. They're like, no. It's like, my Tzimish Ruhr brings down. The Yeish Mekin Mechatzi Shah Akachatzis. Star of those were Mekel. So the Uns of Yeish Mekin were Mekel. But anyhow. On the Dina Mashab Yubagadim, the Angel is Buzak Arab, the Mashab Yubagadim, the Angel is Buzak Arab, the Mashab Yubagadim, the Angel is Buzak Arab, the Mashab Yubagadim, and Mishabur is very, very happy of doing it. But the Evan, as well as Shabbos, because you saw, you eat him to Davin again, but definitely not too happy in terms of Davining in that. Okay. In terms of what you want to do before Davining, what you want to do before Davining. So there's a call, you know, Isaac with Tzrachav before Davining. The clown, one, they're called basically your own Tzrachav Aser, Tzrachav Shemayim is much of clown number one. Chal number two, it says last.
Your own struggle in the what?
Tzarek Shemayim is better.
Tzarek
Shemayim.
Oh, Shemayim.
Shemayim is better. Tzarek Shemayim is going to be also Chal number one. Chal number two is you have to the deal where we place with Nenah will be magged like what goes into like Tzarekhav, like Oisik with Tzarekhav, like with that guy's Oisik with Tzarekhav. Something which is like a very simple posh of the Maisa, so Kenzayim is not considered such a tremendous thing. For example, as Shumazam, we can take out the garbage. Shumazam said, that's not, you're just taking the garbage out. That's
oh,
like always a big tzracha. Or he said, even like just putting on the laundry, just putting it in. That's not a great samaisa, it's not a big tzracha. It's going to be okay. What's the asasar? Well, it says, taking a haircut. Maybe shaving, we could debate.
Shower.
We got that second, reading a book, something which is a longer type of thing. I think one of those shows also starts to say, I want to look at the headlines, technically. Yeah, that's not called the Dover Cal. Now, it's like you're davening, it's a story, but, you know, Darakal is not considered a, something which is a more involved, detailed type of thing. Now, in terms of, let's say, smoking, let's smoke before davening. So, an issue sort of brings down, well, I'm kind of going to ask you that. But the banks, well, if it's Tarek Atvila, you need to calm down, so you go for davening, so we'll call that Tarek Shamay. And if it's for pleasure purposes, you know, that'll be a problem. A lot of times we want to know in terms of exercising, your exercise before davening. You know, that works out with the schedule. So this is sort of done with Scheinberg. Scheinberg said that if that's the only time you can do it, then it wakes you up and it keeps you awake. So we can call that Tzarchei Shemayim. If it's not, then it's going to be a problem. Showering. So, you know, the answer is, Ashiv, I'll take a shower before davening. So Ashiv said, Freitag in the mikvah. You know, Friday in the mikvah. So they told me, you know, there's a musik in America that people take showers every single day. And he was streaming about how much time Americans have. They have time to take a shower every day. Like, I can't believe such a so much extra time. Like, you can understand what they're talking about. But anyhow, so in terms of taking a shower, so...
Rabbi Yashi didn't go every day?
He didn't shower every day.
No, did he go to the mikvah every day?
Basically, she kind of... Man. The shower, so Shemzami is like in the mikvah. Before the mikvah, he showers out Be'am Mechaveri, you know, the Spasha Nanites, if they want to make it without it. And afterwards, he showers out the people who aren't Makvah Be'am Mechaveri. But Shemzan said, they said, with soap? He's like, nah, I can't use soap. That's really sort of on struck. Others say that, no. I'm saying, you know, that's called...
That's how you take a shower.
The basic thing is, be soap, it's not going to be struck. There'll be two ways to imagine. One, you dive better, it wakes you up. You know, it wakes you up, and yeah, that'll be that curse. Farah?
Some people are just not comfortable. I mean, not that it wakes you up, it's...
Fine, so you don't feel good. Just like I gotta wash your face for not having else COVID, so that's insidious. And if it's an easy to focus on, feel whatever, then you know, we can make that into the Tzarek HaTfila or something like that. Taking care of your children.
Wait, but just on the shower thing, remind yourself, if a person goes to the mikvah in the middle of the week, is a lot of use soap, shampoo?
Keep sure they, I'm saying that. It's not considered like you don't feel like you get anything off and using scrubbing shampoo.
Right.
In terms of taking care of the children, so. Take care of children, okay? So that's considered Tzarek HaShemayim, okay? The Chayinu, we're just watching them, that's considered Tzarek HaShemayim, that's not called because of Tzarek HaShemayim, and that's something which would be about there. But you know, like, eat before davening? Lacha lishleis, eating and drinking soda. For Davi, Mayim is going to be mutter. So Mishur brings down that. Ayba Zeth, the word brings into that. The one it's the ending of Gaiva. Akash says a couple of Mamak Shemayim. And also the Sechel Adam. Same say the Ice, the Rabbanan. Because this is the Sechel Adam. Before you daven, the person is not allowed to eat. What's a mutter? Word is worth it, it's not Gaiva. Then I eat sugar. Sugar is going to be Aser. We then coffee and tea. He says, if you're doing it, why? Kadei shiuch yachol v'chavin b'ayte l'sval. Then coffee and tea in order to help you go in and daven, give you kavana. Then that's called Tzarek HaShemayim, it's going to be mutter. He says, but avad, you don't need sugar or milk. He says, I'm log sugar. He says, maybe it means that if you put it in your mouth, it's okay, and that actual thing. Because he's not too happy about... got plenty inside, and you know, he's not so excited about it. The mice, the minigo, you know, I mean, all the places say that, that's an olden days, as coffee and tea without the sugar, it's not gave us. Just get coffee and just get tea, the edible. It's not a denusif, it's not something. It's just rough, right? And therefore, they say coffee and tea is better than
that. Without iced coffee or slushy, another fancy.
It's like, it's, the question is, like, let's start with hot cocoa.
It's not coffee or tea.
What do you say?
It's not coffee or tea, it's pure chocolate.
Right, pure chocolate.
Perhaps it doesn't. Yeah, but, okay.
The question is what the cutoff point is. Let's say it's a hot cup of vanilla fudge or, you know, your... The question is what the cutoff point is. We're going to say is gay, but I'm sorry to feel that. I work with someone to make, like I said. Oh,
what?
Guy has hot coffee, hot cocoa. This is his coffee and tea to wake him up.
Have you worked with what make though?
Yeah, you know, that's the same thing.
You have Keurigs. People have all these like fancy zappies.
French press.
French press, all these things.
French press.
This is a fancy coffee. Like, this is the fancy way of making a coffee. Tastes better.
Does that give the cutoff point, you know, Leidea?
What?
Does that give the cutoff point, Leidea, if it's Latsurka Tvila? And if that's... Right,
you know... coffee. That's how he does it. That's how he gets coffee.
No, can you go in and put in, like, stomach that, but like, yeah. I go on. This has been again. So coffee and tea, my mother, as other Achilles days, I go to. Chuyla is let to eat beforehand. Carving sound that some of the Rabbi Chachilim says a Chiddush. That somebody who's like very, very hungry, very, very thirsty, that has the chayla. If Yeshua chayla to come and take the spa, I'm alive. And what's the spa? It's
not really
big. It's not really
help us down.
That's
it? It's fruit. It's
time
to help out
a little bit. Yeah, the chayla, and the guy can't wait till after. The guy can't wait till after davening to eat. So it's better to daven be yichidus, and it's better to daven be yichidus and wait till eat if you have to do that, as opposed to what's called again? Then daven tzibur. Isha chalish. You know, I'm not sure that we need to go with tzibur. It's better to be chidus than to go out and eat. So there are those who say they eat before davening because of tala.
What?
There are those who say they eat before davening because of tala. There's a rav and some is mutter, they're hungry, they came from a cabin. What are you doing?
The argument is what's
no,
they hold that too. Someone's very hungry, someone's very thirsty, he's a chayla, and if you have a night, he's a chayla, he's a chayla. You wake up in the morning and you need to eat before you dive in, then, you know, there are those, you know, who are telling that, yeah.
Who are those?
Yeah!
No one knows.
No, I had a friend of mine who woke up late to dive in, and he had a stomach ache, and the kids say he had a bris. So, Thomas bris, so if he has to go to the bris. We went to the bris and they were having a brachas. Now, Shabbos, don't drink the wine before Shabbos. What? The drinking? We're from the Steel, if I mean. Worse is there, but no, the question is, should you turn down the brachas?
It's embarrassing.
You say.
I used to say Shabbatai,
you know? Yeah, it's covered brias. Covered
brias,
it's darbana. But here's my whatever he drank it. But
and also he has to drink the whole kleif or a mashu.
Okay, doesn't make them a tumor sensor, doesn't make them a spot.
If he stomachs
and he doesn't want to drink it, he can pass it to the kid,
no?
Yeah.
So what's
the taste like? So what comes with eating? Not before davening. What? Get his case? Fine. Yeshu Kim Lachas Shom Mixes Brachas, the Ramaz Mako, if he's a Mixes Brachas, Kim Bar Shamar. Toy Lach was there, it's a good thing to be Machmer. She brings down that. What's the word? Liquid Exodus of Tzrachav? Kosh Shasachak, Shasachak, then about that you could go and dive in with that. But kids, you know, I'll travel beforehand. So, if a person has like a tzurich, they ask to travel beforehand, what's going to get? Is he going to the airport? Are you going at whatever time in the morning? So it's not very practical for you to dive in. Or it's just not going to work out. Or it's not ruling or whatever. So, welcome to tzurich, Gadol. We'll make on mixes brachos to our big town. Yish mekilim, toy lach mizes. It's good to be makamer, but then it's a kosher, then whatever. Sometimes, Babatim are traveling to work. or you know, sometimes the Samech on the other Amav, it's this bracha. You said, Achashok is Wairi, there's no way this square comes from, where the Makar is, but Kabanim, Maisa, it is a, you know, Makar makes this bracha, but Maisa, the Ramas is a mixer. So we go work in there for Makam Sarek, we would be make Kabash. Rabbi says, not after Mephnei Shakras, even from Mechamayev, it's like before Shakras. So it's a bit of a quack, it's Mechamayev really like before Shakras, not before Shakras. And Shakras is a part of the Isuk Mitzracha. Mechamayev is a part of just you're going to forget, not so much as the Isra of Asiya Tzrachav. Not crazy, I'm a Shoyimur, so Shachris, but it's Asr, that's just going to get busy. This is sort of doing all the time before davening. I've got to pick up his parents in the airport or something, so whatever. So, I'm saying, he's davening Brachas, and then, davening Brachas, and then the person should go.
And
then again,
the other
shoes,
there's Achra. About whether
Melchamar
is like Shakras?
Shabur sounds like it's like Shakras. I think Shabur, maybe coming to mind, he says it's not in Shakras. It's just a din of. Just singing, they're just going to forget. Forgot to mention that they obviously not even drink, so where to start from, so. Half a for a lois, but then you can have a Kavya Suda. Here's like a lois of Shakar. When you get that lois, even if you start it, because you have to be mafsay, not be mafsay, so. You have to be massive. Half hour for a lois, you can have a kvias. But then half hour is a lois, you can have a kvias suda. What's a kvias suda? Kvias suda is kibbutz with the bread or mazainas. Before half hour lois, you can have whatever you want.
How much drinking is before?
If you're within half hour, you can have a kvias suda. If you're
no, they're also kibbutz for achila. How much are
you
drinking?
Oh sure. Kibbutz the passive mazainas is kvias suda. You can have a dama shakal or whatever you want.
And drinking also.
Because the Shabur says a washer, I didn't know what he meant that. And what didn't shtia that cheer? When he handles, when he brings down the kebaya for achila, it's within that cheer for. When he's yayin, which was Shabur's name? When he gets his man, tefillah, now learn. Why? Because the Chizkiyah gets close to the Sigas, Rashi takes over there. So by the Sigan, you end up being Yavis on Krishna Tefillah. But if you have a Shaymer, Mein Kavua, or something like that, so then we're not chayshish, and it's going to be okay. So what happens if you're in a makim where there is no minyan, you're up early in the morning? You have a problem. You can't really learn. Let's have a shem. You have a shemur. Shmuel says better dan bichidus and then go learn.
Oh,
yeah, it's only if you don't have a minyan kavua, you don't have as you're on vacation, a holiday, and you're somewhere, so you don't have a minyan kavua, you're not in any regular place, and you don't, if you don't have a shamer, and you have, you know, wake up with a baby and it's 6:30 in the morning. What?
Phone. Use your phone.
Oh yeah, it's not, if it's not Shabbos, use your phone. Saying, but if you don't have a minyan kavua, so we don't be has. Forgot to mention, Mishmur brings out about eating after chatzis, so brings down the zayar, right? Ari, that. Sorry, that eating after if the person goes to sleep brings out the person who should eat up in Kabbalah. This is what Chacha says that the person's plan of waking up, going back to sleep is not a problem. It's only up for the day. If you're up in the middle of the night, 3 o'clock in the morning, you're going to sleep. There's a Chacha who says that that's okay. It's Chomer, the Iker Din is not 100%. Not that Iker Din. Yeah. Oh, saying Shalom, right, when he gets to Tfilah Shach, once you got the, he gives him a Tfilah, he's now to be Makdim Chaveri to give him Shalom. You're not able to, you shouldn't go and give the person Shalom. It's the name of Shmosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to say the Shalom, and therefore you're not supposed to say, Shalom. He last says Tafamar HaTayiv. I say good morning, he says, even though that's only motor when you have to go see Isaac. But to go to the person to the Makama for davening, then that's going to be also. So it comes up sometimes when you get, say, visiting parents, it comes up a lot of times. You fly in and you see some everything a long time. So they say Shalom, right? It's a natural thing to do, right? So really, you're not supposed to say Shalom, say good morning. And you're not supposed to say Shalom. And you know, this is a mashkim lepiskei. This is about nicham avayim before davening. So a lot of people say that's going to be considered.
What's this?
Nicham avayim before davening.
What should be
asur? greeting somebody. Well, that's what he says. What about going to Rav Yashar, or Mr. going to Rav Yashar to get a bracha? The guy who is, you know, there wouldn't be so much of it. So that's considered, technically, that's considered Tzarkei Shemayim. That technically would be okay. These halachas, so with that cloud, the minigas are not so machmer. Maybe the mimaka, the machmer, say brachas, you know, if possible. But that definitely would be more ideal to say brachas before they eat and say brachas before basic instruction to be eaten. So that could be more ideal.